with a blocker in front on Prescott at the 30, at the 20, to leave at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown Denver!
And the pick six pretty much sealed the deal as the Broncos begin the year 2-0 for the fifth consecutive time. Hello and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, sitting alongside John Elway. John, the offense was really stringing together some longer drives, converting on third down. What did you see on offense there?
Well, I mean, we're playing with a lot of confidence. And I think that coming against a Dallas team that obviously was 13-3 last year, coming in here and knowing the challenge that the defense was going to have with it, you know, what they could do offensively. But, Trevor played tremendous. The offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. We were able to run the ball and have great balance on the offensive side. So it was an all-around good day for us and something that we can build on.
C.J. Anderson, 118 yards rushing. I think he's second in the NFL. What a tremendous start to the year for him, huh?
It really has been. And he's done a tremendous job of finding some softness and also making people miss. And I think that also a lot of that credit goes to the offensive line, what we're doing up front, and Jeff Davidson and the head offensive line coach and Mike McCoy, the offensive coordinator. Obviously, with that good balance, and we're throwing the ball well, too, which is helping with the running game. And so if we can continue that balance, and hopefully we can continue to have the days like we had last Sunday.
I know it's just two games, but it's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting, you know, but, you also got to temper it, too. It's an early start. We have to get off to a quick start, obviously, four out of our first five at home. And now going into Buffalo this week, that hopefully we'll get one on the road and then come home for two more. So it was very important for us to get off to a quick start. We've done that so far.
Well, you mentioned that Buffalo game. When we come back here on LA Access, we'll preview the road trip to Buffalo.
Boots after the play fake. He's got a wide open receiver. Emmanuel Sanders at the goal line. Touchdown, Denver. Sanders' second touchdown reception of the game.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Back here on LA Access, heading to Buffalo this week. The Bills haven't allowed a touchdown this season. What have you seen from them?
Well, they're playing great defense, and I think that that's what they're known for. I think they're second in the league in defense, and so not giving up a touchdown this year tells you, you know what kind of defense they're playing. And so, and plus Rick Dennison's on the offensive side,
right,
who was
Rico
here. So, we got a little feel for Rico and what they're going to do offensively. But anytime, you know, you go away, go to Buffalo, it's a tough place to play. First road game of the year, and so we'll have to handle the noise well because it's a loud place to play. And I think, we'll go out there and give us our best shot because, again, talking about that quick start, it'd be nice to get that first one on the road.
You mentioned a tough place to play. You had so many great games up there in Buffalo. Do you have a favorite memory playing against the Bills?
Well, it was always tough because they had those great teams, especially in the 90s back when Jim Kelly was quarterback and who we now have his nephew here in Chad Kelly. But they had some great teams, went to Super Bowls 4 years in a row and should have actually won a couple of those and couldn't get it done. But always a very difficult place to go play. And fortunately, we're playing there earlier. I think it's going to be a little warmer than normal. And then you go, if you're in December, when that wind's blowing in Western New York. So we're playing there at a good time.
I remember that snow game where you had to get out of here.
Had to get out of here late. We won that game, which is actually, I think, in the late 90s. We actually got that. Barely got out of here to get there. So got there real late, but turned around and were able to win a game.
Are you a Wings guy?
I am a Wings guy, but it's kind of funny how, it's not even Matt Russell Day. He didn't tie Buffalo Wings to Buffalo, so he learned something new.
All right, well, it should be a good game on Sunday. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Elway Access.